panel. Now, let me introduce you to our panel joining us here today. They're Emer Higgins, Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and Fine Gael TD for Dublin Midwest. Richard Boyd Barrett, newly appointed leader of People Before Profit and TD for Dunleary, and Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, and her party spokesperson on further and higher education. Potentially, or maybe almost, also chair of the Public Accounts Committee, but more on that shortly. She's joining us from our Galway studio. Now, we're going to start now with the likely date of the general election. As I say, the leader of the Green Party giving the strongest indication yet that he would certainly prefer it to be on November 29th, which might fill in a gap in the speculation that's been going on to date. What is going to unfold in these last days and weeks of the 33rd Dáil? Let's start, Mairead Farrell, with you first. Do you expect to be chair of the Public Accounts Committee this time next week?
I hope so, Colm, and I don't see, to be honest, why I wouldn't be. It goes as per the Dahan system that the lead opposition party chooses the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. My party has been clear. Mary Lou MacDonald has proposed myself to go forward. And look, for me, Colm, it's about getting in there and getting the work done. And that's what I want to do. Like, I mean, we've seen huge wastage of public money in the last number of weeks. We look at the bike shelter, the security hut, the huge cost overruns in terms of National Children's Hospital. And that's just the things we know about. So the Public Accounts Committee plays an extraordinarily important role. It is really important that we do the work that's set out for us. Next Tuesday we have OPW in front of us, and then we have the HSE. So it is really crucially important that it is functioning and functioning correctly. And look, to be honest, Colm, I'm really looking forward to the work. It's something that I am very interested in, and you'll have seen over the last number of years I've brought forward legislation in terms of public expenditure, procurement, transparency and accountability. So I look forward to continuing that work.
Right.
On PAC.
Do you expect it to go to a vote?
I don't see why it should. It's very clear. The business committee, or the alternative, the committee, I suppose, that sits beside the business committee had the opportunity to put me forward onto the Dáil schedule for next Tuesday. It is the democratic way that we use the Dahan system. That is what has been used over the last number of years. And I don't see why it should go to a vote. Right. Or anything else. We need to get the work done.
And in taking up the role, obviously it would be an idea to speak to the previous incumbent. The previous incumbent in this case is Brian Stanley. Have you had any conversations with him about why he's exited the role, or what you might do in the role? Have you had any contact with him at all?
No, I've had no contact with him. Look, we've had this week. Catherine Murphy, as vice chair, has been chair, I suppose, this week, and will be chair on Tuesday. And I've been able to see how that works. I have been vice chair myself, and Nessa Horrigan. Nessa Horrigan was the chair of the Budgetary Oversight Committee, and she was an absolutely excellent chair, and I was vice chair on that. So I have obviously been around the houses, I suppose, in terms of being on the Finance Committee, the Budgetary Oversight Committee, where I was vice chair, now on the Education Committee, and I look forward to, as I always do, making sure that I'm prepared, get myself totally prepared for whenever my first meeting will be, which is expected to be Thursday, and continue and do the work that is needed to be done.
Emer Higgins, is the government going to accept Mairead Farrell there? You've heard the preparation she says she's done for it. Will you call for a vote, or will you potentially block her?
If I could just start by saying that I've worked very collaboratively with Mairead Farrell on the Audit Committee, and have high respect for her. As I understand it, this is up for discussion at the Coalition Leaders meeting on Monday night, which I think will be fairly routine. I don't want to preempt what they will decide at that meeting, but ultimately
Ciarán Cannon did preempt it, your colleague. He said he won't attend any meeting of the Public Accounts Committee that would be chaired by a Sinn Féin deputy. Do you expect him to roll back on that then? Did he jump the gun?
Ciarán Cannon is a very independent minded TD who's actually been very much to the fore this week in calling for Sinn Féin to have accountability, to have transparency, and to put forward clarifications on a number of matters they've had to deal with this week. I have high regard for Ciarán Cannon, and if he makes that decision to not attend committee based on who's chairing it, right, that's obviously
so that's
a decision
not the
for
party
him.
Line that Ciarán Cannon is talking about there.
there is no party line on this. This is a decision that will be made by the three coalition party leaders at the party meeting on Monday night, and that would be fairly standard.
So just to be clear, a Fine Gael deputy is saying they won't discharge their duties on an Oireachtas committee. They're on their own on that one, are they?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Ciarán Cannon has been absolutely to the fore when it comes to this week in particular.
Okay. But should he or shouldn't he attend the committees? Because there's two other committees, obviously, that other Fine Gael reps sit on, the health committee that's chaired by Sean Crowe and the Enterprise Committee that's chaired by Maurice Quinlivan. So is it as a matter of policy or principle that Sinn Féin or that Fine Gael will or won't be attending these committees?
There is no Fine Gael policy on that matter whatsoever.
Okay. So that's just his view.
That's Ciarán's view, which he's absolutely entitled to. And as I say, he's done fantastic work this week, in particular when it comes to making sure that the correct age of a teenager who was at the centre of one of the scandals this week was put in front of the Dáil.
Okay. Richard Boyd-Barrett, on that matter, your colleague Paul Murphy wasn't very complimentary of the government in airing the issues surrounding Sinn Féin during the Dáil time on child protection during the week. But have People Before Profit no questions arising from these matters?
Well, first of all, I think that the issue of the chair of PAC is a completely separate matter. It's never been political, the appointment of chairs. It's done on a proportionate basis. And I'm on the business committee, and I have been on it for quite a long time. And never, ever, ever has there been a vote or any challenge to the proportional appointment of people to chairs, right? So the government are playing politics with this for their own advantage. That's what's going on. It's not a political matter. I mean, the issues of the cases that Sinn Féin are having to deal with, I think, is a separate matter, and people can ask whatever questions they want, and there are serious matters
at play.
Do
People Before Profit have any questions?
No, I think ultimately it's up for people to judge themselves.
I know, but they need information to form a judgment. So could you ask some intelligent questions maybe to provide them with that information?
But there was extensive questioning. I heard the questioning. There was very extensive questioning of Sinn Féin.
And you have none of those questions. I mean, as recently as July, for example.
I think you should write these questions to Sinn Féin rather than me, Colin. Well, no, I'm not here to represent Sinn Féin.
No, but as recently as July, your party wrote to Mary Lou MacDonald personally and said that you wanted to form a left alliance going into the next general election. Now, as a result, they would be a potential coalition partner. Does your curiosity not stretch as far as doing some due diligence on a potential coalition partner?
First of all, we are for a left government based on policy and on the belief that we need an alternative to 100 years of Fianna Fáil.
So the label is more important than the ethics, is what I'm asking. Is the label of a left party more important than the, I suppose, ethical construction under the bonnet?
No, of course it isn't. And I'm not here to represent Sinn Féin.
I'm not asking you to.
I have very serious questions about the policies of the Labour Party and previously going into coalition.
For sure, okay.
I have questions about every other political party. I have very, very big questions about the government's record on child protection in terms of their treatment of children in emergency accommodation, their treatment of children in state care, their treatment of children in direct provision, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea that they're going to lecture people about child protection is a joke.
No, we have Mairead Farrell on the line who'll ably answer any questions about Sinn Féin, I'm quite sure. I'm just asking, does People Before Profit have no questions arising from the handling of the issues during the week in the Oireachtas concerning Sinn Féin when they are a desired coalition partner?
I think
of yours?
All of the questions were asked and answered, and people will have to then judge them in terms of whether they think those answers were adequate. So that's, you know, to my mind, the government are trying to play politics with this for their own advantage. Okay, and I don't think it is motivated by a concern for child protection, given the government's own record on child protection, which is abysmal.
Sure. So in asking those questions, in actual fact, you're happy with the answers that were given in answer to questions that were asked in some case by the government. So when your colleague Paul Murphy said that these were distractions during the statements on child protection, in actual fact, they provided, from your point of view, useful answers for the public to make their mind up on.
I listened to the answers to the questions that were raised, and Sinn Féin set out their position.
I know, but you didn't ask those questions, did you?
No, I didn't ask them.
Okay, all right.
I didn't ask them.
Mairead Farrell is is there still a question over the accuracy of some of the statements that were made in connection with, for example, the Nilo Danila situation and also the situation surrounding Brian Stanley? Or do you believe all questions have been answered?
Well, I think that Mary Lou, first of all, gave a 20-minute statement in the Dáil where she outlined everything, in my opinion. She then subsequently went on the 6 o'clock news and answered further questions. Throughout the week, our representatives, including myself, including a lot of other people, have been on countless shows answering questions. So, I mean, to me, like, we've laid it out as we have, and it's up to people then to listen and to make a decision. But, I mean, in my view, to best of my knowledge, I have tried to answer every single question that has been put before me. And I have been doing a huge amount of media this week on the issues column. So I do feel I have answered as much as possible. And to be honest, like, I feel that Mary Lou very clearly, calmly and comprehensively set out everything in that 20-minute statement that she gave in front of the Dáil. I think that was important to do, and I think she did it very well.
All right. Matter over, Emer Higgins.
Well, listen, I accept there's been a lot of discussion on this, but I don't know that we still have all of the facts. I'm not sure we know exactly what Sinn Féin and its leadership knew, and I'm not sure we know exactly when they knew it.
Ask me the questions.
I suppose what we do know is that...
ask me the questions.
Okay, I'll ask the questions. So when did this matter in relation to Senator O'Donnell first come to the attention of Sinn Féin? Why did it take over 10 weeks for him to resign? Why was he given a glowing reference when he resigned? Why did this matter not get referred to an Garda Síochána? Why were we talking about 17 years of age when it was 16 years of age? They're the questions that still remain.
Okay, so let me then answer those questions, Colm. So as soon as these accusations came to light to the party immediately went to the relevant, the appropriate authorities, which were the PSNI and the social services, immediately.
And Garda Síochána were also relevant.
The PSNI and the social services, Emer, then make a decision on what needs to be done next. It is, we have to, when we're talking about where somebody is located, we have to go to the appropriate authorities, which in this instance was the PSNI and the social services. That is my strong view on this, Emer. So just to be clear on that. The second thing you were asking was in relation to the time period. So that's that 10-week period between the two instances. So first of all, we had received legal advice, as Mary Lou pointed out in the Dáil, in her statement, that it wasn't appropriate to name Neil O'Donnell at this point. The second thing was he was on certified sick leave, as we know, and as a result of that, it, in my view, it wouldn't have been appropriate for us to be contacting him on a regular, you know, on this kind of a basis. The other thing is in relation to the reference or the statement, whatever which way you want to call it. I think Mary Lou was very clear in relation to that. He had been on a second period of serious sick leave due to mental health. That in no way, in any which way, it means that what he did was in any way okay. That is why she took the action that she did in terms of removing him
okay.
I'm being asked all the time to answer these questions, and I prefer to just answer them rather than having a situation then where I'm go on another show where I'm asked that questions haven't been answered. But
just on the age matter that that Emer Higgins raised, which has been raised by her colleagues as well.
Yes, the person in question was 17.
All right, okay. And there's, in hindsight, you have no view that the messages that may have been sent from the Shannon, from this jurisdiction, should have been reported to the Garda Síochána out of an abundance of caution?
I have no knowledge as to where these messages, obviously, because these things were all, you know, the way these things are confidential, obviously. But the appropriate authority where the 17-year-old in question was living is the PSNI and the social services.
I suppose if you don't know, then is that not a further question?
No, because we've put it where the 17-year-old was residing, which is in the north. The PSNI and the social services were contacted.
All right, but the equipment from which the messages were sent or the jurisdiction from which they were sent, you don't know that.
But the point is you have to contact the appropriate authorities. The person, the 17-year-old in question, okay, was living in the north. The PSNI and the social services then need to make a decision. Do other services need to be contacted?
OK, I want to move on to some election issues. Eimear Higgins, candidate selection all done, gender quotas met if the general election is to be on November 29th.
I think we have one more selection convention to go, and I'm not sure whether or not every ticket is complete, but I suppose we made the decision at the start of the summer to select as many candidates as possible in the month of September to give them a lot more time really to be focusing their energy, their time and putting so much effort into making sure that they were getting out and about in their constituency, growing their brand, doing their work for our constituents and being in a good position when the general election comes around.
And are people, you know, would be interested to know, you know, we've had various statements about the timing of the election, but is this coordinated, Roderick O'Gorman coming out and suggesting a date, then Micheál Martin being open on the Irish Times podcast to it being before Christmas, and then Simon Harris make up the mind? It's kind of a drip feed to the drum roll, is it?
Well, I suppose if you've been following the media, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been since August, this has been the number one question posed to all coalition party leaders by journalists and by members of the media. So, I mean, it's a very hot topic at the moment. The Taoiseach has been very forthright on this. He said many times he wants to get through the government agenda and he wants the government to end on a good note in terms of the coalition partners, so that we've worked very collaboratively together. We don't want any fallouts over election timings or anything like that. He said he would collaborate with the two other coalition party leaders, and ultimately this is his decision. It's his prerogative as to the exact date, so we'll wait and see.
All right, Richard Boyd-Barrett, how does it look to you?
Well, I think it was leaning. I mean, I've sort of given up with the speculation. It's tiresome at this stage. But it was leaning even before Roderick O'Gorman made his comments towards the 29th. That's what it looks like. But I think everybody's just getting ready. And I hope they put us out of our misery soon and we can get on to discuss the real issues.
And have you the full slate approved? And how's your gender quota and in terms of the preparation, posters printed, etc.?
Yeah, we've posters printed. I think there are possibly one or two still constituencies. We've got candidates, People for Profit and Solidarity, have candidates in pretty much all. There's a couple that we don't. I think our gender quota's
at the 40% mark?
I think it's at or close to the 40% mark. Yeah.
And your desired left alliance, have you given up any hope at this stage of having it together before an election?
Not at all. We are going to go out and campaign very, very strongly on the idea that we need to replace 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and that people need a clear choice, and that the left should band together and offer that choice and not repeat the mistakes of the past, where parties that get a vote to the left then end up propping up another Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government. So we're very clear, and we hope that as soon as the starting gun does go, we can start to refocus, instead of dates, on issues, right? On what, you know, the housing, the health, the cost of living, the issues that really matter to people. And I think that is going to happen, the dynamic is going to change.
Given the opinion polls and the way they are at the moment, are you still excluding the Greens and Labour from a definition of a left alliance?
We're saying to all of them, rule out coalition with Fianna Fáil, right,
including the Labour Party, because that'll be
them.
New.
Okay. All of them.
All right.
All of them. Yeah. The problem is they're keeping open the option, and that's absolutely clear. They're keeping open the option. That's a big mistake, and it has been a disaster for the left historically. And I think they should break from a failed approach and actually give people a real choice.
Mairead Farrell asked, you were 30% plus in the polls this time last year. It's down around the 19% mark, according to the latest Sunday Independent Ireland Thinks poll. You will have to be looking seriously at potential coalition partners. Are you still in the mode of talk to everyone, or do you have a preference, or would you be more open to the left alliance, or at least vote left pact that Richard Boyd-Barrett is talking about?
Well, can I just say, first of all, in terms of the 29th of November, I'm fascinated to see what will happen, because I wonder now that Roderick O'Gorman went out ahead of Simon Harris in relation to the 29th of November, will it mean that it definitely won't be that date? But I would kind of take what Richard is saying, is that we probably don't want to be speculating for the rest of our lives. We'll find out when we find out. Look, I mean, we've been very clear on this. Like, we will talk to everybody, and it'll be about what kind of programme for government and indeed what the important issues are that can be agreed on. I mean, obviously we would prefer to see a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. We've always been very clear on that as well. So look,
will you have a candidate soon for Laois Shoghley or for Laois, excuse me?
I don't know. I don't deal with those matters, to be perfectly honest, Colm. So I can't say either which way, but I'm sure we will. I'm sure we're working on that and be looking to retain that seat. I suppose the other thing is just... With one of the things that I've found out over the last 20 years I've been involved in election campaigns is you never know what's going to happen until those boxes are opening. So we'll all find out maybe 6-7 weeks time.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're going to look at cargo. What's on planes overflying Ireland? And should the government be doing more to find out?
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.